This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire. The top diplomat is hoping to lay the groundwork for a resumption in long-stalled peace talks. President Joe Biden says Blinken departs Monday for a short visit to Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt. It will be the Biden administration's highest-level in-person meetings on the crisis that erupted this month. The administration was roundly criticized for its perceived hands-off initial response to the deadly violence. Iran and the UN's nuclear watchdog have agreed to extend an agreement for monitoring of Iran's nuclear activities for 1 month. The extension comes amid ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 international agreement that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said on Monday that the lifting of U.S. sanctions imposed under former President Donald Trump's administration is a legal and moral obligation, not something to be used as leverage in those negotiations. His comments came a day after Secretary Blinken said it is not clear whether Iran will comply with restrictions on its nuclear development program. The European Union is considering shunning Belarus's airspace and banning national carrier Belavia from EU airports. This after Belarusian authorities scrambled a warplane and forced a Ryanair jetliner to land in Minsk. EU leaders strongly condemned Belarus over Sunday's incident, in which a flight from Greece to Lithuania was diverted and a dissident journalist who was on board the plane was arrested. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.